Good to see everybody. And so what we're going to be doing this evening is something a little unusual because it's Kartik. For those of you who haven't discovered yet, it's the beginning of Kartik. So I thought that every Sunday here in the United States for our Sunday program, and that means Monday for those of you who are in Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji, and middle of Sunday night in Europe and in India, Monday early in the morning, we would do something, a special Kartik program. And the special Kartik program we're going to be doing, for those of you who have not yet experienced, we're going to be doing the Brajmandal Parikrama. So because we can't go to Braj now, unfortunately, because we are too sinful, and because the coronavirus is too sinful. Forgive me, coronavirus. Because we can't do that. So therefore, we're going to have to go there virtually. So we're going to start tonight. But first, we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava, if that's all right. So, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhaji Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhaji Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Janu Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhauti Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhauti Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhova Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravikacharya also Teta Sitachi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadata Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrindigajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Mathuram Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunam Hari Kijai Shrimati Tulasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaura Prabhananda Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste. Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni. Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha. Deja Tarane. So Omigana Timirandasha Garanjana Shilakaya. Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. So tonight we're going to do the beginning of Braj Mandal Parikrama, and on all the Sundays, and of course Mondays for those of you in the South Pacific and in Europe and India, whatever. It'll be Monday, but Sunday here. Okay, anyway, this is our Sunday feast program in which we have virtual prasadam for everybody. In any case, let's start with Braj Mandal Parikrama. And I'm going to give a little explanation, but first we're going to share the screen with all of you. And here we go. Braj Mandal Parikrama Ki Jai. All right. You just make sure everyone can hear me. Okay. Everyone can hear me. We're ready to roll. So let's talk a little bit about Braj Mandal Parikrama. Let's talk a little bit about Raj itself. Now, we understand that Raj Mandal is an area of 84 krosh, which means 42 miles in each direction, about 1,600 square miles. And there's 12 principal forests. They're called, in the east, there's some. Badravana, Bilvana, Lohavana, Pandiravana, Mahavana. In the west, we have Madhuvana, Talavana, Kamudvana, Muhulavana, Kamyavana, Kadiravana, and Vrindavana. Now, of all, sometimes we say that Vrindavan is the Vrindavan area and includes all the forests, but actually, Vrindavan is one of the forests, and it's the most important forest. It goes all the way from the city or town or whatever of Vrindavan all the way to Radhakund. So it's quite a large forest. Right now it's not so forested anymore, but when Krishna was present, it was forested. And so the story about Braj is after Krishna left this world, Krishna's great grandson, Brajanabha, went there to establish the places where Krishna executed his different pastimes. And he had 16 deities carved 100 years after Krishna disappeared. And these deities were carved from a special stone, like a black stone called Braj. And so there's four presiding deities in Braj. You can take notes on this if you like, but I'm not going to test you because there's too much nectar. Anyway, so Brajanabha excavated hundreds of the holy places. He's actually the son of Aniruddha, and Aniruddha's father was Prajuna, and we told the story yesterday about the kidnapping of Aniruddha, but that's a different story. So there's four presiding deities in Braj, main deities. One is called Haridev, of course that's Govardhan area, and there's Keshava Dev, and that's Mathura. Dauji, that's Balaram, and that's in the town of Baji, and Govinda Dev, okay, and he's in Vrindavan. And there's two Nathas, or lords. One is Nachi, Sri Nachi, who was actually discovered by Madhavendra Puri around Govardhan, and the other one is Gopinath. And there's two Gopals. One is named Madan Mohan. It used to be called Madan Gopal, and there's also Shakshi Gopal. Madan Mohan is in Karoli right now, and Shakshi Gopal is near Jagannath Puri, because he's the deity. He walked all the way across India, which we don't have time to tell the story of, to witness a marriage promise that an older Brahmin made to a younger Brahmin. We told that story in a past class. So he walked all the way across India, and right now he is in Jagannath Puri. And there's four Mahadevas, that means four main manifestations of Lord Shiva. There's many smaller ones, but there are four main ones. Chakaleshvara, that's in Govardhan. Kameshvara Mahadev, that's in Kamyavan. Bhuteshvara, he's in Mathura. And incidentally, our friend and your friend, Kamsa, used to worship him. And Gopishvara in Vrindavan, and Gopishvara is actually a girl. Lord Shiva as a lady. And there's four goddesses. This is so interesting. Manasi Devi, that's at Govardhan. Vrinda Devi in Kamyavan, Patala Devi in Mathura, and Yogamaya in Vrindavan. Okay? And there's seven main Vrindavan. We'll get all to this. We'll get to this in a second. Main Vrindavan temples. Govindaji, opened up by Rupa Goswami. Madan Mohan, opened up by Sanatan Goswami Gopinath, started by Madhu Pandit. Radha Raman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Radha Damodar Temple, Jiva Goswami, Gokulananda, Lokanath Goswami, and Radha Shyamsundar, which is Shyamananda Goswami. Okay. And now we will start. That's a little introduction for all of you. Okay, let me get this ready to go. So let's start. And of course, we're doing all this by the mercy, of course, of Srila Prabhupada and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So these six Goswamis of Vrindavan were instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excavate all the holy places in Vrindavan of Krishna's pastimes, and which Brajanabha had actually established previously, write Vaishnava literatures, and to establish Nanashastra Vichara and Aikanipanosa Dharma, Samstapako, eternal religious principles. So by the mercy of these six Goswamis who were sent to Braj by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know about this. And of course, we would not know about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan or anything other than this mundane world were it not for His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, my wonderful spiritual master, who opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So Srila Prabhupada reveals the Holy Dham to us. And without His mercy, no one can understand the Holy Dham. And so we'll see a few pictures, but then we're going to get into some details in a second. So the first portion, what we're going to do today, hopefully we get through with this, is to actually see the main temples in the city or town of Vrindavan. Now, this is not really the technical start of Brajmandal Parikrama. Technical start is in the Vishrambhagat. Anyway. But this is an introductory. So we take a tour around Vrindavan, the city of Vrindavan, and we'll see some of the main places. And it's very beautiful in Vrindavan. The Yamuna River surrounds most of Vrindavan. And you see the Madan Mohan Temple there. We're going to see close-ups of it in a few minutes. And here's a little map, and I have a better map in a second, where you get to see where everything is. Let me take the little... See, I don't know if you can see my arrow. So there's Mathura, Vrindavan, that's the Yamuna River, you see right there. Agra is down there, which has the famous Taj Mahal, which I'm not interested in. It's just a romantic thing. And sannyasis are not romantic. We're the opposite of romantic. And Taj Mahal used to be a Shiva temple anyway. It's not romantic. And then on the other side of the Yamuna River, you see Gokul, where Krishna appeared, Dalji, which is actually Balaram's place. And there are other places too, like Brahmananda Ghat, which you'll get to in a second. So, and then on the western side, on Western Braj, hold on, is it going to get a locate my arrow here? Anyway, sometimes the arrows get lost. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here we go. So on the western side, you see Govardhan, Radhakund, which is at the head of Govardhan, we can talk about that, Barshana, Nandagon, Koshi, Dig, some other places. Let's see more details here. Here's more details. So you see on the eastern side of the Yamuna, you have Lahavana. Stories we'll tell you about that when we get there. Ravel, which is where Radharani appeared. Radharani did not appear in Barshana. She appeared in Ravel. Gokul, where Krishna appeared, Mahavana, and there's Dalji over there, Manasarovara, means the anger lake, and so many, Bandiravan, where Radha and Krishna actually got married, Bhadravan. Anyway, I'll get to that as we get to those places. And then the city of Vrindavan, Mathura, Madhuvan, Talavana Forest, which has all those nice fruits, Kamudvan. Anyway, I think you see. And all the way to the west, you see Badrinath, which has big mountains, and Kedaranath, where there are big mountains. Kamyavan, Nandagon, Varshana. Anyway, let's move ahead because we have a limited time right here. And here's another map. So it's pretty much the same thing. This is kind of small, so you can't really... This is a map of the city of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is a forest. And actually, today it doesn't so much look like that anymore. It did when I first went to Vrindavan many, many years ago. But now there have been so many high-rises built, and even the Parikrama path is actually overbuilt at this point. So, as you mentioned, I don't have time to go through it. This is a chronology. Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486 and took sannyas in 1510. I'm going really quickly through this. And then Aurangzeb just desecrated the temples in Vrindavan in 1670. And 1558, Sanatana Goswami disappeared. Anyway, so this is a list of the main temples in Vrindavan, which we mentioned, and I don't have time to go over the chronology. And as we said before, Vrindavan is surrounded by the Yamuna River, and here is the deity of Yamuna Devi. Now, Yamuna is very interesting. She has a very wonderful brother who many of you have seen so many times. I mean, if I could hear what you're saying, I would probably, some of you would understand who I'm talking about. But you've probably taken her brother's darshan thousands or millions of times. Her brother's name is Yamaraj. So Yamuna and Yama and Yama and Yamu. Yama. Yamuna and Yama. So anyway, so if you described, if you take a bath in the Yamuna, then you won't have to see Yamaraj anymore. And here's the Yamuna going around Keshigat. We're going to get to Keshigat in a second. Another view of Keshigat. Beautiful Ghat. And this is where Krishna killed the demon Keshi, boatman of Keshi. And some of the chatras that is lining the old riverbed that went around Vrindavan. Yamuna River has actually moved to a certain extent, actually moved several hundred meters off its original path. And these were used as bathing places along the old bank of the Yamuna. And today, many pilgrims take this trail, which is called the Coward Boys Trail, around Vrindavan, or around, yes, around Vrindavan. And this trail used to go along the bank of the Yamuna, and the coward boys used to herd their cows along this trail. Now it's part of the Vrindavan Parikrama. And actually, this picture was taken years ago when I was young, and now this is a paved road with rickshaws and cars, and you're taking your life in your own hands if you go out here in the middle of the day, because there's so much traffic, and so many people do get run over. So, in many ways, they've paved over the city of Vrindavan. So, let's start at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And there is the Samadhi, Murti, of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we get his permission to do this circumambulation of the Vrindavan town. And so this is right next to Krishna Balaram Mandir, Srila Prabhupada, Gijai, and Krishna Balaram Mandir. The presiding deities are, of course, Krishna and Balaram. That's pretty wonderful. And Gornatai, Krishna and Balaram are not different from Gornatai. Balaram, Hoila Natai. And then, of course, on the right-hand side, as we're looking at the deities, you have Radha, Shyama Sundar. So we invite you all to go to this temple when you can go to India again. Here's a different view of the Krishna Balaram temple. And this is from the front. You see the Samadhi is actually the building on the left. And you walk past the Samadhi, there's a museum on the right, to go into the actual temple building. It's one of the most popular temples in Vrindavan. Another view of the entrance. Another view of the Samadhi Mandir in front of the temple. And in honor of Srila Prabhupada, the Brajavasis have named the road going to our Krishna Balaram Mandir. It's actually one of the main roads coming off of the national highway, Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. And there's a gate on that road that's called the Bhaktivedanta Swami Gate. So after visiting the temple, we actually went to what's called the Goshala, where they keep the cows in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And as you see, sometimes it gets really cold there. This picture was taken in January. And we had devotees from all over the world joining us for this particular parikrama. Then, as we continue going around Vrindavan, one of the first things we see is the Krishna Balaram tree. This tree, it's a white tree and a dark tree, symbolizes, according to the local Rajavasis, the sacred pastime place of Lord Krishna. Krishna and Balaram used to actually come here to Raman Reti with the coward boys and play in the soft sands. And that's actually what Raman Reti means. It actually means pleasurable, it actually means pleasurable sands. Okay. And here we are taking darshan of the tree. Because all the trees in Vrindavan are desire trees. So when you go to the tree and you make a wish, you better be careful what you wish, because you're going to get what you wish for. I mean, I always tell that story about how I went with a devotee one time, and he was about 50 years old, and somehow or other he wasn't married at that point, and I prayed to the tree that he wouldn't get married, and he got angry with me, went up to that same tree, grabbed it, and prayed that he could get married, and then a week or two later he was married. So his prayer was stronger than my prayer. And right around there, there's a deity of Lord Varaha. Okay. So the next place we end up is a place called Kaliya Ghat. This is a place where Lord Krishna jumped from a big kadamba tree, and we're going to see the kadamba tree in a second, into the Yamuna River to chastise the Kaliya serpent who was poisoning the waters of the river. So the kadamba tree that Krishna climbed on is still there, but the Yamuna doesn't flow by there anymore. Kali, of course, is the serpent, which we have been reading about in the Srimad Bhagavatam with many, many heads, and Krishna danced on him and sent him to Fiji. So, along with his wives. So here's the tree. There's the kadamba tree. And this tree actually remained alive because Garuda, knowing that Krishna was going to enact his pastimes here, put a drop of the nectar of immortality, the Amrit, on this tree. Another picture of this whole area, Kaliya Ghat. Another picture of the tree for you. That's a close-up of the tree. So you can see another picture of this sacred tree. And that's the same one that Krishna climbed on. So, of course, when we go around, we do not take any souvenirs. We do not take off pieces of the tree or pieces of anything. You know, obviously, if something falls on the ground, but even the ground is holy and sacred. All the dust is sacred. Here's Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent near this place. Near this tree, there's also samadhis of great personalities like Prabhunanda Saraswati, who is one of the uncles of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. That's about 20 meters from the Kaliya Ghat. And he met Lord Chaitanya, Prabhunanda Saraswati, he met Lord Chaitanya in Sri Rangam. And he also served, in a very real sense, as the spiritual master of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And there's a beautiful deity here that was established by Brajanava. This is the deity of Kaliya Mardan. And this is the deity of Krishna. It's a real blackish deity of Krishna dancing on Kaliya serpent's heads. And this was installed, as they said, by Brajanava, Krishna's great-grandson, 5,000 years ago. Also, Advaitacharya visited this same place. It's where he visited. It's called the Advaita Vat. That means the Advaita tree. Or its abandoned tree, and Advaitacharya stayed there and performed his bhajan while visiting the Vrindavan area. And right at that spot, he discovered the deity of Madan Gopal. And of course, Madan Gopal later on became known as Madan Mohan. And we'll tell the story about that in a little while. But he discovered this deity there. That was one of the original deities in Vrindavan. And right near there is the Madan Mohan Temple. The temple is on a hill called Dwadasidicha. Dwadasidicha Tila. Tila means hill. It's because when Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent and he came out of the water, he was pretty cold because he had been in the water for a long time. And so therefore, he needed to warm up. So the sun shone forth with 12 times the normal brilliance as Krishna stood on top of this hill. And this is where the Radha Madan temple was constructed. So what happened with that deity, Radha Madan Mohan, a very interesting deity, was called Madan Gopal before, as we mentioned. He was being kept by a Brahmin couple in Mathura, the Chobe Brahmin family, and they were just treating the deity like their son. In other words, they would sit him at the table, and he would eat with them. Their son, who is flesh and blood, would actually play marbles with the deity. And finally, when Sanatana Goswami went there, he saw that and he was horrified and he told him to put the deity on the altar. And then Krishna appeared to him and chastised him and said to him, "You've spoiled all my fun, now you have to take care of me." And so therefore Madan Mohan appeared before Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami took care of him, but in a very simple way, which we'll describe. Here are the devotees leaving the Madan Mohan temple. The devotees and me. Can't say I'm a devotee. So another view of the Madan Mohan temple from the coward boy path. So it's described that Sanatana Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan in a tree because he didn't have any facility. And all he offered Madan Mohan was things like dried bread bowls. He didn't even cook for the deity. And the deity complained to Sanatana Goswami, "Please at least give me some salt." Sanatana Goswami said, "If you want some salt, you got to get it for yourself. I don't have time. I've been engaged in service by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So the deity arranged for a salt barge to get stuck in the Yamuna River, and the captain prayed to the deity. The salt barge was freed because of a rainfall, and then the prophets from the sale of that salt were used to pay for the construction of the Madan Mohan Temple. So here's the picture of Radha Madan Mohan. They're not there right now. There's Pratibhu deities, but these are the deities in Karoli, where Madan Mohan are right now. The reason Madan Mohan and the other deities, most of the other deities, were taken out of Vrindavan was because Vrindavan was attacked by the Muslims, and the Muslims would regularly go to the temples, destroy the temples, actually break the deities. So the deities were actually sent away, ultimately, to Jaipur and other places in Rajasthan, including Karoli, to protect them. And first, of course, the deities went to Radhakund, and then after that, that's a little further west. And then even further west is Jaipur, Udaipur, and Karoli. Another picture of the Madan Mohan temple. That's Dwadasidicha Hill. And here's Sanatana Goswami. He's just offering some dried chapatis or bread balls to the deity, and the deity really didn't appreciate that. That is Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutia right next to the Madan Mohan temple. And there's one of the few sweet water wells right there. And connected with that temple is a samadhi, which is in a little garden near the temple, a samadhi murti of Sanatana Goswami. In other words, Sanatana Goswami's samadhi is there. And here's the whole picture of the samadhi, Sanatana Goswami's samadhi. Another picture of Sanatana Goswami's samadhi near the Madan Mohan temple, and Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. And in this courtyard where all the samadhis are, there's a Grantha Samadhi. What does it mean, but Grantha Samadhi? That means the works of the Goswamis are actually put into this tomb to preserve them. And hopefully one day we can get them out. get some of those original works out. I don't know if that would be proper, but it would be a good idea. Similarly, there's the samadhis of Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar. They're Pushpa samadhis, that means flowers from the original samadhis were put there. And they're close associates of Lord Chaitanya, especially when Lord Chaitanya went to Benares or Kashi, he stayed at the houses of these two devotees and took prasadam with them. And these are the Pratibhu Murtis of Madan Mohan. Pratibhu means the replica Murtis that are there right now. The original Murtis are in Karoli. And this is along, you see the Madan Mohan temple in the distance. Okay. Next temple we get to is called the Asta Sakhi temple. This temple has the eight principal associates of Krishna. Female associates, sorry. Asta Sakhis. This temple was established by the king of Virham Viran, West Bengal. He was in, Virham Vira, it was Hetam Vira in West Bengal, who was a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The beautiful deities, the Asta Sakhis, the eight associates of Krishna and Radharani, female associates of Krishna and Radharani. Beautiful, beautiful picture, as you see here. Let's see a close up. Let you take darshan of the Asta Sakhis. Very wonderful temple. And in the temple courtyard, there's deities of Radha and Krishna, or statues of deities of Radha Krishna, under a tree. So many things to see in Braj. And this is just a brief overview of the city of Vrindavan. Oh my God, time is of the essence. Next is Davanala Kund. That means this Kund actually destroys the burning fire of material existence. Okay, and Vishram Kund, where Radha and Krishna actually rested here after performing some of their rasa dance. And then, anyway, then we go to Jaipur, just to show you Radha Govinda. This is the Radha Govinda temple in Jaipur. Here's the Radha Govinda in Jaipur temple. Okay, now we're back in Vrindavan. So next we come to a large deity of Lord Nrsingadev, carved of wood, is one of the few Nrsinga temples in Vrindavan. And this is Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhagavatam, which is actually preserved there in Vrindavan. Then we have Radha Ballabha, the deity of Radha Ballabha, and the crown on the right, signifies, actually, on our right, Krishna's left, signifies Srimati Radharani, but Radharani is not present to our eyes there. Yugala Ghat, which is a temple that's over 500 years old, and it looks very similar to the Madan Mohan temple. Then we get to a place called Sevakunj, and of course, this is right near the Radha Damodara temple where Prabhupada lived. And this is called the Rangmangal Mandir at Sevakunj, the sacred place where the Rasa dance took place, where Lord Krishna offered service to Srimati Radharani by decorating her hair and massaging and painting her lotus feet. And Krishna and the gopis would spend many nights here dancing like that. And some devotees say that Krishna and the gopis dance here. And of course they do, but that's not manifest to us. Krishna and the gopis and the coward ones are always in Vrindavan. That is not manifest to our vision. This is a view from the top of Sevakunj. Sevakunj is actually filled with monkeys, at least was last time I went there. And it's very, you got to walk around with a stick or else you'll lose a lot of things. We had devotees lose cameras, devotees lose their jewelry, devotees lose their glasses. Especially this is a place where glasses are taken away. And the monkeys take the glasses and they turn them over to the shopkeepers. The shopkeepers give them some bananas. And then the shopkeepers take those glasses and sell them back to the people who lost their glasses. Good business. Then there's Lalita Kund. at Sevakunj, where Lita Devi resides. And also there's a deity there of Purnamasi, who is Yogamaya. Then also close to there, there's deities of Sita. Not that means Advaitacharya and Sita Devi. Okay. Then going around, continuing to go around Vrindavan, we come to Imlital. Imlital is around a tree that was the favorite place of Srimati Radharani. Once during a rasa dance, Radharani suddenly left, and finding her missing, Krishna went in search for her. And he was unable to find her. He came down and sat beneath the tree, and he was feeling intense separation underneath this tree. Beautiful place that was right on the bank of the Yamuna. Here we are with some of the devotees at Imlital. This is many, many years ago. I think this must have been about 12 years ago this picture was taken, or even more than that. More pictures of Imlital. Very beautiful place, very peaceful, at least it was when we went there. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided there for some time, meditating on the banks of the Yamuna. There's many different relief panels in this Imlital temple. There's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in front of the Jagannath deities during the Rath Yatra. Of course, the Rath Yatra was not in Braj, but these were depicting the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is dancing, the Rasa dance, another beautiful relief panel that's there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being pulled out of the ocean by the fishermen after he exhibited his ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya arranging for the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, the festival of Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya in the boat festival at Narendra Sarovara. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in the Panihati festival, in which Raghunath Das Goswami got his mercy, got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Rupa Goswami, seeing Rupa Goswami at the Siddha Bakul. Siddha Bakul is a place in Jagannath Puri where Haridas Thakur generally resided. And Rupa Goswami also resided with him too. And this is Lord Chaitanya discovering Radhakund in a pond, in a rice paddy or a paddy field. This is Balabhacharya, the great devotee, actually greeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house. Lord Chaitanya greeting Sanatan Goswami when Sanatan Goswami had escaped from prison and he looked like a Muslim mendicant. And this is in Benares. And, of course, that's dancing again at the Rath Yatra. And then we have Lord Krishna and Balaram being born to Nanda Yashoda and Nanda and Yashoda. And Lord Chaitanya talking about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna with Ramananda Roy. So then we go in and we look at the Radha Damodar Temple. The Radha Damodar Temple is the temple of Radha Damodar, obviously. And in this temple, Srila Prabhupada resided. This is Srila Prabhupada's eternal residence. And the deities there are the Pratibhu replica deities, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, of Krishnas Kaviraj, Radha Damodar, Lita Sakhi, Jiva Goswami, Radha Madhava, Jayadev Goswami, Radha Chalachikan by Bhagarbha Goswami, and Govardhan Shila, which is belonged to Sanatan Goswami. And that's the Govardhan Shila. Sanatan Goswami was told to circumambulate when he was too old to actually go around Govardhan. Also in the courtyard is Jiva Goswami's Samadhi and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami's Samadhi. Jiva Goswami entered Samadhi, and his body was actually placed there near his deities. This is an actual Samadhi of Jiva Goswami. He was considered the greatest philosopher of all time in India. And of course, he's famous for his Shatshandarbhas, their expositions, six expositions about the philosophy, epistemology, ontology, and all the other ologies you can think of in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and his Samadhi Mandir, another picture of that. Also, there's a Pushpa Samadhi of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the same place, and a Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. And this is an overview of all the samadhis at the Radha Damodara temple. In addition, the most prominent, of course, is the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. And right near the Bhajan Kutir, Rupa Goswami, and the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami in the main courtyard of the Radha Damodara temple, Srila Prabhupada conducted many classes, especially a whole series, on the nectar of devotion, in which the devotees got a chance to hear directly from Srila Prabhupada about Rupa Goswami's most famous work. Another picture of the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami is inside of the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, and a picture of Rupa Goswami. And the Goswamis of Vrindavan used to have their discussions about philosophy and, let's say, strategy at the Radha Dharmada temple, and they would actually take prasadam. There's a place right behind the temple where they would take prasadam with each other and enjoy each other's association. As I mentioned before, Srila Prabhupada's eternal residence, as described by Srila Prabhupada, is at the Radha Dharmada temple. He has two rooms there. This is a picture of one of his rooms, and this is another picture of the room. And the devotees are maintaining these rooms to this day as a memorial to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So let's leave Radha Damodara temple, and we get to Govinda Ghat, which is a temple to Krishna and Balaram on the Parikrama path. In Govinda Ghat, Krishna met the gopis and had pastimes there. And near there, there's a sacred banyan tree, which is a place called Sringaravat, which is one of the favorite places of Lord Nityananda, where Lord Nityananda stayed and performed his bhajan when he was visiting Vrindavan. It is here at Sringaravat, because why it's called Sringaravat, that Lord Krishna used to decorate Srimati Radharani with precious jewels, flowers, and ornaments before they embarked on their rasa dance. And this is the place where Krishna decorated Srimati Radharani. It's Sringaravat. Vat means tree, of course. Close to there is Shyamananda's Samadhi Mandir. Shyamananda, of course, is a famous second generation from Lord Chaitanya, along Narottama Das Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya. His Samadhi Mandir is right there. Here's a picture of Shyamananda. Shyamananda was actually given his name directly by Srimati Radharani and Lalita Devi, and given his tilak there. And this is where he got his tilak. And there's a story, that which I don't think I have time to tell right now, about how when he was cleaning the Kanaka Kunj, he discovered this anklet and belonged to Srimati Radharani. Lalita came in disguise to take it back, and then Lalita revealed her real form. Then Shyamananda, let's say, manifested his original spiritual body and entered into Radha and Krishna's pastimes to observe what was going on, and returned the ankle bell to Radharani, and Radharani gave him this tilak. Oops, next slide. Radharani gives Shyamananda this sacred tilak, and that was given at that particular locale. There's a whole story about that, where Shyamananda's spiritual master got upset with him, and eventually Shyamananda's spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya, apologized to Shyamananda because Radharani told him, you know, I gave him the tilak. And this is the deity given to Shyamananda by Srimati Radharani. Wow. This is the deity that Srimati Radharani gave Shyamananda. Shyama Shundra Kijai, Shyama Shundra Kijai. Then there's a temple of Lord Shiva nearby. It's called the Bankundi Mahadev Temple. And there's many temples of Lord Shiva there. He's guarding the holy dam. Trying to get through. And Murari Gupta, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, who was actually Hanuman in Ram's pastimes, established deities of Gaudatai there. And this is another famous temple, but I'm not going to have time to describe it. This is a Shaji temple. Then Chirgat is very important. This is where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes. Gopis were bathing after they performed this Katyayani Vrat in order to have Krishna as their husband. And what did Krishna do? While they were bathing, he stole their clothes and they had to come out of the water naked and pay their obeisances. I'm not going to tell the whole story now, but this signified that they were married to Krishna. Another sacred garden is called Nidurvan, where Radha and Krishna would sometimes rest after performing their rasa dance, and there's a small temple there called Rang Mahal, where a bed is kept for the divine couple to rest, and there's deities there. So here's a picture of it. See? Picture of the bed and this beautiful garden. And there's the deities. Lalita and Vishaka. There too. And then this is the deity, very special deity, Sadbhuj, Mahaprabhu deity, which is right near there. This is the deity of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji worshipped Sona Gauranga deities, and he went to Bengal. The deities were given to Brahmana and Vrindavana worship. So eventually he was given these deities by Jagannath. He was given these deities when he came to Braj, the Sadbhuj deity. Sadbhuj means six-armed form of the Supreme Personality. Got it. Whew. Then we get to the Radharaman temple. This temple was established in 1542. The deity self-manifested himself from a Shalagram Shila. And in this temple, there's the wooden sitting place and the shawl of Lord Chaitanya that he gave as a gift to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Here's a close-up of Radharaman. Very beautiful deity. They actually let you take pictures of Radharaman. This is the courtyard where Radharaman appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, right in the place that's covered by that sort of archway. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi is there. His actual body is there. And of course, he was the son of Venkata Bhatta in South India. He's from South India. Then we get to the Radha Gokulananda temple, which is founded by Lokanath Goswami. There's a small, very beautiful deity, Gokulananda, was worshipped by also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And there's also the deities worshipped by Lokanath Goswami, which is Radha Vinod, which we'll see here. Right? These are the Pratibhu deities of Lord Chaitanya, Radha Vinod, the original deity of Gokulananda, that's Vishwanath Chakravarti, that's below Radha Vinod, small. Giri Govardhan Shila, which was Raghunath Das's deity that was given to him, the Giriraj Shila that was given to him by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow. And which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had cried over. And Lord Chaitanya also gave him Gunjamal at the same time. These are small red and white beads. And Radha Vijay Govinda, which were the deities worshipped by Baladev Vijabhushana. Here's the courtyard of that temple. Narottama Das Thakur also had his samadhi nearby there, which you see. I know we're going a little fast, but you know, we have to cover everything this month. So this is just Vrindavan town. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's samadhi, this is Pushpa Samadhi. And here you get a special view of the Govardhan Shila of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. It actually has Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thumbprint in it. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the deity with his tears. The same courtyard is Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's samadhi. He's a disciple of Narottama Das Thakur. Then, here's Prabhupada's first place that he lived in Vrindavan, which is the Vamshi Gopalji temple, which is on the bank of the Yamuna River. It was on the bank of the Yamuna River. Prabhupada had a room at the top there, near to the Jugal Gokshora temple. These are all smaller temples that are along the banks of the Yamuna. Another picture of the front of the temple. And now we get to Keshi Ghat. This is the place where Lord Krishna killed this Keshi demon. Keshi was a demon in the shape of a horse. And Krishna put his fist in the horse's mouth And he expanded his fist, became like an iron rod and red hot, and the horse was killed. So this is one of the most famous, if not the most famous, bathing place in Vrindavan. And every evening you have an arti to the Yamuna Devi, the Yamuna River there. And the Kesha Demon, of course, was a friend of your friend, King Kansa. So here's a picture of the Kesha yacht. Devotees used to swim here, and there were big turtles. You know, really interesting. Prabhupada actually went swimming here, too. Prabhupada was watching the devotees swimming. He said, you know, I'm too old to go swimming. But when he saw the devotees having so much fun, he jumped in, too. And the devotees gave him an abhishek as he was... Abhishek means they poured water over his head as he was swimming. So different shots of the Keshi got near. Then we get to the Gopinath temple. And Gopinath is Madhu Pandit's temple, Radha Gopinath. And Gopinath is, of course, the Prayojana deity. That means the deity of the highest aspect of devotional service. The western gate is in disrepair. Here's the deities of Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath with Nangamanjari on the right, actually. Even though it looks like Radharani should be on the right, it's Nangamanjari. There's a whole story about that. I'll tell when we get to the Radhakund Parikrama. This is Madhu Pandit's Samadhi Mandir, right near the Gopinath temple. And beautiful deities. He had a Sona Gauranga, means golden Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. There's also the Samadhi of Bilvamangal Thakur, who is this famous blind poet who actually blinded himself on the way to Vrindavan. And right near there is a beautiful deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's called Amiya Nimai. And Jula Thakur, another deity of Krishna. So many deities. And Srinivasacharya, Thakur is Samadhi. Srinivasacharya, of course, was also second generation, along with Narottamadas Thakur and Shyamananda. And he was the one who converted the whole kingdom of Vishnupura in West Bengal to Krishna consciousness after the books of the Goswamis were stolen. And there's no time to tell that story. This is the gateway to this temple. Then we have the Radhakanta temple, which Vrikeshwara Pandit was the one who established the Radhakanta temple. Vrikeshwara Pandit was the dancer, famous dancer, who could dance for 72 hours. Lord Chaitanya said, if I had two devotees like you, then I would be able to fly in the sky because you're like a wing. And then right near there is a Samadhi Mandir of Gopal Guru Goswami, who actually gave instructions on how to perform internal bhajan. And there's a murti of Gopal Guru. And then one of the deities we mentioned before, Gopishvara Mahadev, who is actually the most important Lord Shiva, protects the holy Dhamma, but particularly guards the Rasa Leela. This Shila is 5,000 years old and was installed by Krishna's great-grandson, Rajanaba. And this is what Lord Shiva looks like when he becomes a gopi, Gopishvara Mahadev, because they only allow ladies in to see the Rasa dance, so Lord Shiva had to appear as a gopi to guard the Rasa dance, another deity of Gopishvara Mahadev. Then we get to Vamshivat. It's a very important place. This is a famous place mentioned by in many songs by the Goswamis and other great personalities. And Krishna came there on the full moon night during the Sharat season and called all the gopis to Vrindavan to dance with him by playing on his flute. So he played on his flute right here. This is the Rasa Stali, where Krishna had his Rasa dance. And Vamshivat, it means the tree, basically. This is the sacred banyan tree around where Krishna had his Rasa dance and played his flute to attract the gopis of Vamshivat. And the Rasa Leela painting. Near there is a Tekara Rani temple, the queen temple. And 200 years ago, there's this Haridas and Ramanandi Vaishnava dedicated to Lord Krishna. He installed these deities there. He had a dream that Krishna wanted to come in the form of Lord Jagannath. It's one of the few Jagannath temples there. Jnana Gudri is where Uddhava and Vidura talked, and you find the story in the Bhagavatam. They had their wonderful discussion about Krishna consciousness right at this place near this tree. Lalu Babu Temple, Ramakund, mm-hmm. This is a place where Lord Rama offered his prayers to Lord Krishna after he stole the coward boys and the calves. And Bilvamangal Thakur performed bhajan here at Ramakund for 700 years. And this is where Rupa Goswami discovered the deity of Vrindadevi on the northern side of this kund. Very, very special place. As you see, it's not being taken care of very well. This is an ancient temple there that's in disrepair at Ramakund. So there's also a South Indian temple, which is not really important as far as our tour is concerned, because they don't even let us Westerners in. It's called the Rangaji Temple. It's there in Vrindavan. I'll just go quickly through there. Because after this temple, we get to a very famous temple, Govindaji Temple. Govindaji Temple was actually about 7 stories high, but Aurangzeb, the Hindu-hating emperor, who was a Mughal, saw the light of this temple when it was 7 stories high that was shining all the way. He could see it in Agra, where his capital was, and he sent the soldiers to tear down the temple. Soldiers tore down like 3 or 4 stories of the temple, and then the ground started shaking. There was a terrible roar, and they ran away because Krishna wouldn't let them tear it down at all. This is the Radha Govinda Temple. So Govindaji was actually one of the deities installed by Rupa Goswami, by Vrajanabha, sorry, 5,000, over 5,000 years ago. Here's the main entrance to the Govindaji Temple, another picture of the Govindaji Temple. And it's a very fine example of the architecture of that time. Beautiful, beautiful temple. You got so many pictures of the temple, the interior of the temple, and there's a deity of Yogamaya that's close by. And this is the spot where Rupa Goswami found the Govindaji deity. It's called the Yogapith. It's a special temple here built to the left side of the main altar, and a small deity of Yogamaya was installed here along with the lotus footprints of Krishna. So Didi Yogamaya is Krishna's sister. So this is where, so Govindaji Didi, I don't have time to tell, but was in the ground, and there was a cow that was going and dropping milk every day on a particular spot in the ground. And then Rupa Goswami discovered Govindaji there. It was dug out and installed in the temple. Here's a picture of Radha Govinda, which are presently in Jaipur. Because they're being protected, or were protected, from the Mughals who were attacking. Actually, we're almost finished with our Vrindavan. Beautiful picture of Govindaji, really nice. And Rupa Goswami's handwriting. Rupa Goswami, we are Rupanugas because we are followers of Rupa Goswami. It's described that his handwriting, as described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, looked like rows of pearls on a string. You see how beautiful his handwriting is. These are the original palm leaves upon which he wrote. And so the nectar devotion, which we are reading, was taken from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was written on palm leaves like this. And close by there are the Govindaji Temple. There are 64 samadhis, including the samadhi of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Kashishvara Pandit, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, and the Yamuna River is close by. And then there's the place where Lord Chaitanya rested along the Yamuna River. And next to that is the Jagannath Temple of Murari Gupta, which we saw the deities of. This is the deity of Lord Chaitanya Vishramstali. That means where he rested. And this is a place where Krishna ate, Bhojana Stali. It's a temple where Krishna ate. And the deity there is called Batan Bihari. And we're going to end, I think this is the last slide, at Akruragat. Akruragat is the place where, when Akrura was taking Krishna Balaram out of Vrindavan and going to Mathura, he was taking a bath. And when he was taking a bath, he had all the spiritual world revealed to him, and he saw that Krishna Balaram were Lord Vishnu and Seshanag. So he was escorting Krishna and Balaram to Mathura at the invitation of King Kamsa. This is Akruragat, where he rested it, and took a bath on the way to Mathura. And here are the deities. There is Akrura with Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. And that's it. Actually, we finished this rather quickly. We could have taken a lot longer. So next week, we're actually going to continue starting with Vishram Ghat. And I have more slides of different parts of the Brajbandha Parikrama. So hold on a second. Let's go back to, let me just, wait a second. Give me one second. I have to, okay. Whoops. Let's see. Have to get out of this slideshow completely. Okay. I think we're still online with everybody. So let me give you an opportunity. We're a little over time. Actually did it all in an hour. Proud of myself. So anybody have any questions? Whoops, no questions. Some of you who are on the on this class with me right now actually attended. Let me just make sure I can hear you because I don't want to speak. Yeah. So you were actually with me on some of these Brajbandha Parikramas. Okay, anybody have any questions?
Guru Dev, I have a small question. This is Krishnapriya. Yeah. My question is there any kind of trust or group that's organizing to try to preserve Vrindavan, to take care of the temples, to keep from...
There are some smaller trusts, actually, in the around... I'm not that familiar with the Vrindavan Trust, but I know around Govardhan there's actually different trusts that are working. And, of course, we have our own program, the Radharani.com. That's doing different things to help clean up the holy places and renovate some of the holy places around Govardhan. Unfortunately, a lot of these holy places are just in disrepair in the Vrindavan area. Govardhan, I think, is a little bit better. Somehow or other, the infrastructure is not taken care of too well. I'm not too familiar about what's happening in the city of Vrindavan. I'm more familiar with Govardhan. I spend most of my time at Govardhan because in the city of Vrindavan right now, in the last 10 years, has become so intense with so much crowds and noise and everything like that, and you know, smoke and all sorts of things like that, that I get a little nervous just walking down the streets. It's just like, it's too intense. So, but I'm more familiar with Govardhan and the Western places, like, of course, like Varshana, Nandagaon, and all the places of the West, what to speak of Radhakund. I spend most of my time at Radhakund and Govardhan. Okay, so who else has a question?
Gurudev?
Yeah.
Can I ask about... Lord Shiva in the form of Mahadev, these various forms around Braj.
Yeah.
If he's the protector of Braj, how is it that the Mughals were able to attack and create so much havoc at that time?
That's a good question. And actually, you think about it. Actually, it's because when the devotees stopped following strictly, when people in India stop following strictly, then there's a reaction for that. As you know from your favorite character, with more knowledge or more power, there's greater responsibility, right? So sometimes you see, like in India, people are suffering in many cases more than America. Of course, right now in America, we're suffering more than India because of a great political leader who hopefully will be voted out in 2 days. But anyway, so... when people are given Krishna consciousness and they reject it or they misuse it for one reason or another, then there's a heavier reaction. And actually the main deities were all saved. Practically all the deities were protected. They were taken to Jaipur, Udaipur, Karoli, and other places. And in South India, sometimes the deities were actually immersed in lakes and later on taken out when the Mughals went away. So this is Krishna's pastime. And actually, anyway, Krishna allowed it to happen. Krishna allowed it to happen.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Who else has a question? I guess nobody wants to go on Vrindavan Parikrama with us anyway, so.
I do have a question, Gurudev.
Yeah.
Gurudev, sorry, I just wanted to ask you, the Kartik Aarti, can we do it in the morning or it has to be done in the evening?
It can be done any time during the day. You mean the Aarti, the Lord Damodar?
The Damodar Aarti, yes.
Yeah, but you should sing the Damodar Ashtaka every day or listen to someone else.
Yeah, because the work I do, it gets really hard for me. So, you know, like when I get home, it's a little bit late. So, I mean, I can do it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, here in Nugaloka, we do it in the morning.
Yeah, I've seen that. So that's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. So just do it in the morning. Do it sometime during the day. It just takes a few minutes to chant, you know, Damodar Ashtaka, and then read the translation too after you've chanted it.
Yep.
Because it's important to know what you're chanting.
Yeah.
And you should have a picture of Lord Damodar or a little deity or whatever of Lord Damodar that you offer the RT to.
Yeah, I've got that on my altar anyway. So I just wanted to clarify because I was asking, a couple of people said to me, I have to be done in the evening, but I said I've seen Gurudev, they do it in the morning, so that's why I thought I better ask you.
No, it can be done in the morning, in the evening, midday. I don't find any rule.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing is that devotees like to stay up late at night. That's why, which is Maya. So they like to do things in the evening. And they don't like to wake up. They don't like, I don't say all devotees, but people are in the habit of waking up late and staying up late and partying at night. I'm in the habit of waking up early and having a party.
I wake up very early and by 8:30 my eyes just close. I cannot open my eyes.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
I wake up at 3:30 in the morning every day.
Yes, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's the proper procedure, to wake up early every day and go to sleep if possible early every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and today is a Sunday feast, a virtual Sunday feast. Aditya Narayan, did you have anything to say to everybody?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bhav.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Wonderful Raj Parikrama. I think many devotees, like because of this COVID situation, could not go to Vrindavan. And it's really wonderful to actually do the virtual Parikrama. So thank you so much, Maharaj. We are very grateful to you for this wonderful parikrama. Regarding announcements, you know, Kartik, as you mentioned, such an auspicious month. So we have many festivals during this. One of our big festivals during every year is the Diwali Govardhan Puja. So this year we will have a program in the temple. So this will be on 15th of November. So 2 weeks from now, so not the following Sunday, but Sunday after that, we won't do as elaborate as every year because of this corona restriction. But people are welcome to come take darshan. We will have a smaller size Govardhan Hill. You can do Govardhan Parikrama, and there'll be Tugo Prasadam. So starting from 4 p.m. on 15th of November, Sunday, we'll have Diwali and Govardhan Puja celebrations. And everyone who's coming is required to wear a mask. And then we'll arrange in such a way that there'll be social distancing as you come in and leave the temple. Yes, Maharaj. And there are other festivals also. There's a Prabhupada Disappearance Day. And this week, Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day. The following Sunday is Bahulashtami, the appearance of Radha Kund. So it's wonderful Maharaj is doing this Vrindavan Parikrama. So, yes, Maharaj. So those are announcements. And Kartik is always a very auspicious time to make donations to the temple. So if you like to contribute anything to the temple, you can actually give through our website, newgoloka.com, or you could go to PayPal. Our PayPal ID is newgoloka108@gmail.com. And also another announcement I would like to mention is Diwali is a time when people actually give gifts. So we are encouraging everyone to give, one option, very wonderful option is to give gifts of Srila Prabhupada's books. Just to inform that all over the world, until the end of the year, we have a goal of distributing 2 million Bhagavad Gitas. So 2 million Bhagavad Gitas. So we want everyone to come forward and contribute towards the goal. So you can actually sponsor full sets of Bhagavad Gita. An entire box of Bhagavad Gita is $108. And you can give that as gifts to your friends, to your neighbors, to your people at work. Or anyway, just distribute these Bhagavad Gitas. This is a service very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So please come forward and sponsor Bhagavad Gitas. We are also planning to place Bhagavad Gitas in different motels in North Carolina and also different prisons. And we also have smart boxes placed in different places around the temple. So you could contribute towards sponsoring Bhagavad Gita cases in this auspicious month of Kartik. So thank you so much, Maharaj. So those are a few announcements. Hare Krishna.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Adityanarayan and Prabhu. And so, yeah, we got a lot of things coming up. Diwali is on the 14th, it looks like, right?
Yes, Maharaj. Diwali is 14th and 15th is Govardhan Puja. So we are celebrate both on Sunday. Yes.
Both on Sunday. And there's a special dance, I believe, on the 14th, which Champaka is going to do. I mean, if I'm right.
Okay. Is that on 14th or 15th, Maharaj?
Because if it's on the 15th, it'll actually interfere with the whole program here. Because it's a three-hour dance. Let me figure out. I'll talk to her. I don't think she's on. I don't know if she's online right now.
I think she just left, Maharaj. I just saw her.
Yeah, she just left. But it's 3 hours. It's going to be hard to figure out how to do all that with the Govardhan Puja at the same time. All right. Yeah, I'll talk to her. We'll let everyone know by next week sometime. All right. Anyway, thank you all very much. And next week, we're going to start. During the week, we're going to have a nectar devotion as usual, but next week we're going to start with Vishramgat, and we're going to do Madhavan and all sorts of different places like that that are going to be very, very interesting outside of the city of Govardhan. Starting next Sunday, which is next Monday for those of you in the South Pacific. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
Ki Jai.
Ki Jai.